We're here at the Wisconsin Veterans Museum on the Capitol Square in Madison with Chris Kolakowski, the director of the museum, which is celebrating its 125th anniversary this year. Talking with Chris in a gallery devoted to photos of Wisconsin veterans and their stories, but there's a lot more to see as well. Chris, let's talk a little bit about what the museum has to offer and what the purpose is.
Sure. So we are located in downtown Madison, right on the Capitol Square. We're free admission, and we're open 6 days a week. The only day we're closed is Mondays during the summer. Our mission is to preserve, interpret, and affirm the role of Wisconsin veterans in America's military history. And we do that from the Civil War, basically statehood, right up to the present day. All branches, all services, all time periods. And we try and teach that every veteran is a story. No matter who you are, no matter when you served, it's worthy of remembrance, it's worthy of respect. Second, that Wisconsin was there. There's a lot of historical events that most people don't realize have a Wisconsin connection, and we explore that. And then the third is this still matters. This is still very much with us today.
There's really an impressive display of Wisconsin Civil War artifacts when we enter the museum. Talk a little bit about Wisconsin's involvement in the Civil War, which I think a lot of people might not be, very up to speed on. They think mostly of as the Civil War is taking place in the eastern United States, and Wisconsin doesn't always get its due.
There's a lot of misconceptions about Wisconsin and the war. Wisconsin, when the war breaks out in 1861, 165 years ago this week, as a matter of fact, with the firing on Fort Sumter, April 12th, 1861, Wisconsin's only been a state for 13 years. So it's still a very young state. There's only 775,000 people in the entire state of Wisconsin at the time. And you compare that with the modern population, you can see how different the state was. Of those 775,000 people, approximately 90,000 go and join the colors at some point during the war from 1861 to 1865. So as a percentage of the population, that's actually pretty high. And of those 90,000, they serve all over the country. They serve on the East, the famous Iron Brigade, the 2nd, 6th, 7th Wisconsin. Of course, most people know them. They don't realize that Badgers were on the Gulf Coast, that Badgers were at sea, that Badgers were involved in campaigns in Tennessee and Mississippi. I have several Civil War ancestors in Wisconsin units that fought all their war in Tennessee and Georgia. Just about everywhere you look, just about every major battle, you're going to find people from Wisconsin there doing their duty. And of those 90,000, about 13,000 were killed, wounded, captured, or missing over the course of the war, which is actually, when you do the math, it's a significant sacrifice for sure. A couple of things as well, and this is something I wish more people realized, is in some ways the state's identity was forged in the Civil War. Some of the state symbols that we are familiar with are tied to the Civil War. Camp Randall Stadium here in Madison was the site of one of the major training bases and ultimately a POW camp for captured Confederates. But also Old Abe, the famous war eagle from the Civil War. Now also the Screaming Eagle on the 101st Airborne. But also the first design of our state flag was the state flag that was carried into battle from 1863 onward from Wisconsin Civil War units. They needed the design, and the state realized we don't have an official state flag, so we'll use a blue field, just like the War Department says, put the state seal in the center, and we'll issue it to our units. Of course, now we have Wisconsin in 1848 on it. And then, of course, most famously, is On Wisconsin, our state song and the fight song for the University of Wisconsin, which comes from the battle cry of Arthur MacArthur at the Battle of Missionary Ridge in November of 1863. Those are all things that people encounter in this state every single day, or nearly every single day in some cases, but may not realize their direct tie to the service of Wisconsin veterans in the Civil War.
And you mentioned Wisconsin veterans who didn't survive the Civil War, most famously a Norwegian immigrant whose statue graces our Capitol Square.
Hans Haig, that's right. He's killed at the Battle of Chickamauga in September of 1863. I actually spoke at a ceremony about that monument a few years ago, and one of the things I talked about is how Hans Haig is an interesting exemplar. He was a Norwegian immigrant. One in four Union soldiers that fought in the Civil War were immigrants. They were born outside the United States. And I also used Haig as an example of how even today, one in five service members have an immigrant status. We're born outside the United States, naturalized citizens. Some of them, it's a path for naturalization. And so Hans Haig doesn't just represent somebody that died almost 165 years ago. He represents a tradition of people who come to this country and then choose to serve their new home by raising their right hand, putting on the uniform, and going to serve. And in some cases, you know, making the ultimate sacrifice.
Now, 125 years ago, the origins of the Veterans Museum, if I understand correctly, were actually at the previous Capitol building.
Correct, yes.
And tragically, a lot of the artifacts, I guess, would have been destroyed in the 1905 fire.
That's right. Among them, by the way, we talk about Old Abe.
Yeah.
Old Abe died of smoke inhalation in the first Capitol fire in the 1880s. So his body is stuffed and put on display in the new, as we were known then, the GAR Memorial Hall. GAR being the Grand Army of the Republic, the Civil War Veterans Organization. I always like to tell people the first people to have our jobs were Civil War veterans. And in many ways, this museum is a gift from Civil War veterans to the people of Wisconsin. But Old Abe was burned up in the second Capitol fire.
Mm-hmm.
And we have some artifacts that are on temporary display in our lobby of things that survived, badly scorched, but survived. But one of the things that was really impressive of the aftermath was the statewide and the national call that went out, both from the GAR, but even Governor La Follette got involved to replenish the GAR Memorial Hall. And it's amazing the artifacts and how those veterans responded. They really took ownership of this museum. And that's something that even today, when I speak to veterans groups, I tell them, as veterans, this is your museum. As Badgers, this is all of our museum. But, you know, this is a place for all of us here that have a tie to Wisconsin. And that ownership, I'm pleased to say, has continued ever since.
We've been talking about the Civil War, but obviously veterans from all conflicts are recognized here.
Correct. We do all conflicts. We actually do time periods as well. So, you know, Cold War veterans, you know, veterans that may have done 4 years, didn't see combat. They still have a place in this museum as well. We also talk about veterans as veterans. One of the things we want people to understand is that for a lot of veterans, service doesn't end when you take the uniform mm-hmm. off. You know, when you think about the people that are in the VFW, you think about the people in the American Legion and what they mean. But you think about how many veterans have gone on to serve, you know, first responders, have gone on to serve an elective office. You know, that idea of continuing to serve something greater than yourself that is instilled in part in the military. In some cases, it's why they joined the military, too. Continues even after. And we want to explore that too. That's something else we want people to understand is there's, you know, there can be some misconceptions about the veteran population, but that's something we want people to understand is that most of these people still want to continue to serve, as you can see from some of the portraits behind us.
What would you most like people to know about the museum or make a point of seeing when they're here?
I just want people to come through here. This museum is not just a Madison museum. This museum, we take our statewide mission very seriously. And whether you're from Superior, whether you're from Milwaukee, whether you're from Madison, whether you're from Green Bay, whether you're from Eau Claire, Prairie du Chien, anywhere in between, you're going to find somebody or something in here that is going to connect with you, either your hometown, your home region, some other personal aspect. We want everybody that walks through our doors to connect with us, connect with what we have here and on display in our stories in some way, and whatever that looks like. I just encourage people to come down here. It's amazing to me how many people, when I go around the state, how many people don't realize we're here.
Yeah.
And I want that to change as much as I can.
Chris Kolakowski is director of the Wisconsin Veterans Museum on the Capitol Square in Madison. And we really do encourage you, no matter where you are in the state, if you're going to be here in our capital city, mm-hmm. make a point of stopping by as they recognize their 125th anniversary. Chris, thanks again. It's been very enlightening. Good to talk to you.
Thanks very much for having me.